Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober, Goober.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is MFC Chicken.
Saturday night, don't tell me it's wrong, man, I know it ain't right. I lost all my money at the Agora Games, the whole situation going up in pain. You let me stone cold on Halloween Road. Rolling in the hay with another man, I'm chatting with some busker who keeps shaking my hand. He asked me, hey buddy, what's on your mind? She being unkind, you let me stone cold on Halloween Road. Seven Sisters Road is looking awful bleak. An old man approaches and is starting to speak. He mumbles like a madman with a bag from KFC. I'm looking at the future and I'm looking at me. You let me stone cold on Halloween Road. Yeah, on Halloween Road. On Halloween Road.
Here's Paul.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a track called Holloway Road from MFC Chicken's new album, which is called Music for Chicken, I think. Hang on, I've got it here. Yeah. It's called Music for Chicken. It's out on the 6th of August, and we've had it sent early from Dirty Water Records, and thank you very much, Dirty Water. It's great. Now, I'm wary of saying that it's a mixed bag on this week's show.
Okay.
Because it's often a mixed bag. And there are some things that kind of match up with each other, and there's a few little things going on that kind of work out all right. But the long and the short of it is, trust me, you're in good hands this week. What I want to know is, Tony, what is MFC Chicken's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/MFC Chicken.
It is indeed. It's Tony One, Paulie being Internet Nil, and we'll be playing a couple more tracks off that in the coming, well, I'll say the coming weeks, in the coming months, certainly. Right, now then, I've got some additional material. I've had some jokes through, Tony.
Okay, cool.
If you have a joke for me, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs, and send me a joke. To no poems this week, we'll talk about the poems in a minute. Two this week. First one from Insane Star.
Ooh.
Oh, she's sending me jokes all the time now, but no knickers. And he goes, here's another one for you. Pete and Mary were walking home from the pub when Mary says, I need a piss, and goes behind a bush to drop her knickers. Feeling horny, Pete puts his hand through the bush and feels something dangling between Mary's legs. He says, have you changed your sex? Mary says, no, I've changed my mind. I'm having a shit. Oh, Insane Star. And one from Marv.
Okay.
Who... he's on this show so often these days, you might as well start calling it Marvy. Yeah. But anyway, this one came to me that he claimed was a joke he wrote himself, but I'm going to poo-poo this up after the shit reference, after you've heard it. It says simply, apparently there was a fancy dress party being organised for a load of celebrities based on the tales of Arabian Nights. Gary Glitter wanted Aladdin. Now, yeah, nice. Not bad, Marv, except that it's an old Michael Jackson joke. Michael Jackson and Gary Glitter were at a... one said, do you want to come around and watch a video? He said, yeah, what video should we get? He said, shall we get Aladdin? He went, no, I think we're in enough trouble already.
Nice.
It's the same thing. But anyway, but thank you, Marv. And please do send your jokes through. I appreciate it very much. Right then. Oh, hello. I'm just making a little boo-boo there. And it's time for the next track. This is a band that have come through via Music Submit, who I do like very much. And it's a more sort of punk rock track, certainly than the last one. What I want to know is, what is Ludiance's website?
Ludiance.com?
It is. It's Tony T, poorly with the internet, Neil. It's spelled L-E-D-I-A-N-C-E. And we will be playing a track or two more from them, again, in the coming months. But right now, this is All But Me. Listening to Desoros underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Ludiance and a track called All But Me. Now then, have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
Excellent.
Thanks for your Facebook comments this week. If you do want to leave us a comment, please do so. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like our page, and leave us a comment on our wall. Probably one of the easiest ways to get in the show, so please do leave us a comment. And here we are with this week's. First up, from Timo Schmidt, who's aka The Grinch, who says, okay, so I'm a bit behind with listening, but thanks Mr. Tony Hearn, that's me, pick for the 2011 special, the Between the Wars special. I can't get Cunt and the Gangs for £1 million out of my head. Thanks for
yes,
that.
Yes, I would. For £1 million, great, isn't it?
It does get stuck in your head. That's from Timo. Yeah, he contemplated a very late entry for the 2011 X-Men competition, but couldn't be arsed. Well, yeah, so is your right for being behind. Catch up. Well, thanks for the comment.
You'll do it soon enough.
Yeah. Comment from the Objects, who I think he just mentioned is on their page, but do check out our Facebook page for this link, who say, so we have been meaning to post some videos from shows that we've been going to, and now we're going to do it. Enjoy one a day for the next few days. Here's Retox from last night. Oh, and big thanks to Paul B at Punky Radio for blasting us in the UK. Cheers. And if you go to our page, you'll see the link for a video you can watch. Do check that out.
Cool. I have been blasting them in the UK as well. And I actually heard from Melanie, the lead singer, this morning. I'll say this morning. I got up about midday and checked out Facebook, and she put a comment. Because the thing is, because they're in Las Vegas, they're in the past, aren't they?
Hmm.
She's going, oh, I'm at the Double Down Saloon getting really pissed, and I'm going, oh, I'm in the beach. How can this be? I've been to bed and got up, and I'm doing stuff, and you're still in the pub the night before. It's too weird. Anyway, she said, oh, it's a shame you're not here. I went, no, that wouldn't be good if I was there.
Yeah.
I'd be off my nut on bacon martinis. So, yeah, so hello to the objects, and they're over here in October. Oh. So I'm hoping that we'll catch up with them when they're here.
And finally, just a quick comment from Eric My Shorts, who just announced they are turning 7. So, congratulations to the Word Whore in Preston Buttons for 7 years. Yeah, who'd have thought it, eh?
It's not been 7 consistent years, has it?
No, it's just
it's not been like the weekly punky radio that's got its 7th birthday when?
27th of July.
27th of July. So the 27th of the 7th, we're featuring our 7th birthday. How about that?
Yeah.
All the 7s.
Yeah.
Yes, and you will of course be hearing an advert for Air Out My Shorts halfway through this show. Don't be put off when the music comes in all rubbish. There's a reason for it, and it's only short, so get used to it.
Yeah, that's it for Facebook this week.
That's it. Yeah. Do go on our Facebook page. It's really easy to find. facebook.com/punkyradio. Like it, leave a comment. Thanks very much. Next track up.
Yep.
This has come from Voodoo Rhythm Records, and you're listening to Dizorros underneath us right now, who are masterminded by Reverend Beatman, who runs Voodoo Rhythm Records. That's quite a nice little touchette. This is some kind of, I don't know, sort of, it's blues. It's very stripped down blues, and I like it very much. This is 1957 Ford Meteor.
That used car dealer sure knows how to sell. If you ask me, he sure can go to hell. That car we bought, it rode smooth and looked alright. If you took a close look, it's got a mismatched pair of tires. It's a hot top convertible, and got a feet for pole. It's 1957 Ford Meteor. She had a crack across the bottom, made the smoke come creeping in. Monoxide was spread and made us dizzy and dozing. But now the first he pair, the brakes were dead and gone. That shifted, we drifted, and used the rails to slow us down. It's a hot top convertible, a Yaris depot. It's 1957 Ford Meteor. Yeah. radio. All right.
Blowjo.
You're listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was 1957 Ford Meteor by Menick, and I've just put his CD to one side. It's now back. The album's called Railroad Blues Anthology, and it's a really nice album, which I'd say is out on Voodoo Rhythm Records right now. What is Menick's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Menick Band?
No, myspace.com/Menick on vocals and guitar. Is it poorly being Internet 1, Tony 2? Did you do anything last week?
Nope. Did stuff on the house, cracking the whip with the plasterers who kind of started turning up.
Oh, that's nice.
And watched the footy. That's pretty much all.
Yeah, that was worth it, wasn't it?
Yeah. Wow. It was. I quite enjoyed it, really.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, but you know what? We didn't deserve to go through.
No, we didn't.
We were completely outplayed. Yeah. Well done, Italy. And I hope Italy win it now.
Okay.
I thought they were really good. Yeah, it means that we're technically second best as well.
Yeah.
Or joint second best. But yeah, I thought they played really, really well, and they should have beaten us 5 or 6-0, to be honest. But everything looks all right for the future, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I think it was all right. I didn't have the same pain watching it like normally. No. When you're like, oh god, and it's always stressed out. I was like, I watched it, I was never really terrified they were going to score and beat us, and it's like, yeah, it's all right. We just didn't quite get a goal. And
yeah, I watched it in an Italian restaurant.
Oh right, okay.
It was a great place to watch it. It was actually quite a good job we didn't win. It might have all turned.
Yeah.
But it was just really, really good fun. But even they were convinced they were going to lose when it got to penalties. All the Italians were walking up to us, shaking our hands, going, we've lost it. We've deserved to win this so much, we're going to lose it. And I was getting texts from my mates going, we've got this now, we've got it, we've got it. And I started to believe.
Mm.
2-1 in the penalties, I just started to believe. And then, bang, knackered.
Yeah.
Oh, well, never mind.
Well, yeah, as soon as they missed the first penalty, I was like, okay.
Yeah. But it's just... Let's look forward to World Cup pain in a couple of years' time.
Yeah.
Now then, next two songs up, right?
Okay.
We're going to hear, well, not in a row, because there'll be the Air Out My Shorts advert with rubbish music between.
Yeah.
Come on, Air Out My Shorts, do a special one for Punky. Bloody useless. Listen out for Septic Psychos and a track called Worship My Way. And this is interesting. This is where one of the little links that come in. We had Voodoo Rhythm and Voodoo Rhythm. Septic Psychos will be singing Worship My Way in a minute, but before that, it's Friction Land and a track called Follow Me. See what I've done there?
Nice.
Follow Me, Worship My Way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What I want to know is, what is Friction Land's Twitter account?
Twitter.com/Friction Land.
It is. It's as simple as that. Information about Septic Psychos after you've heard this. This is Follow Me.
Punishment, so we can protect the innocent from those made for no reason. Those vicious. Someone needs to tell me what the truth is. I would not want to be deceived, cause the only thing that matters is what you believe. Then there's the question of what's afterlife, recovering from something always ready to fight. They simply want to tell you hi, my religion is right, yours is wrong, here's why. Political and religious confusion, fear makes it easier to be deceived, with a message to believe in you're reincarnated.
You promise to follow me, you'll live after you're dead. If you promise to follow me, I'll raise you when you're
Click.
World, just one thing it would be, that we're all okay. And not to worry, because worry is wasteful and useless in times like these. I will not be made useless.
We are raffling off an original painting
by our very own The Word Whore.
This draw will take place at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Monday, September 17th, 2012.
Not only is this a chance to own an original work of art,
it is a chance to help right an unfortunate wrong. 100% of the proceeds will go directly towards paying off
the mountainous debts incurred as a result of the injuries the Word Whore sustained to her right hand last June.
Only $25 per ticket.
Visit airoutmyshorts.com today.
Good luck.
That's airoutmyshorts.com.
Thank you.
My hands are small, I know, but...
Are you in the heart for any war? You never question the war. You saw the name of my God. It means that I have to die without taking my destiny. What happens to goodwill? Just watching what's in different gods. You know me, you have to kill. Oh,
listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
The Dustaphonics are, of course, on Dirty Water Records, same as MFC Chicken, first time we played. It's all linking in this week, it turns out. What is Septic Psycho's website?
SepticPsychos.co.uk?
It is. It's Tony Four probably being internet one. This is something of a thrashing. That's from the album Rotten and Rancid, which is out now on STP Records, isn't it?
Is it?
Punker Pages. Punker Pages.
Okay.
It's Punker Pages, Dirty Old Man Records, Dead Lamb Records, everything but STP, in fact. But I'm pretty sure Stuart sent me it. Anyway, you'll find it if you want to, and you want to, trust me. Now, have you got any gigs?
I do.
Brilliant. Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar? Yep, another week, a few gigs at 12 Bar Club. It's still on Dimmock Street in London. There's nothing on Sunday. Well, the bar is open and they are screening the Euro 2012 final. So I'm going to do Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Fair enough.
And Thursday night, Colo, Doghouse Dave and Martin Herdman, Falls Up Front, Misty Miller and Skyhawk, and a late set from the Swabler Free. Three.
That's a lot for Thursday.
It is, isn't it? It's a Hieronymus Bish Bosh night.
Lovely.
How much do you think it is?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
Friday night, The Great Malarkey, Georgie Fisher, Whiskey Stain, The Harlots, and Special Guest. That's all it says. It's a Juanita Moonshine promotions night.
Lovely.
How much do you think that is?
£6.
It is. Finally, Saturday night, Goat Leaf, Brocker, Proud City Fathers, and a late set from Jonestown. It's a London call-in night.
It's going to be great, and Brocker are great. Brocker are from round here, mate.
Oh, okay.
From round here, and we've played two songs by them, I think.
Oh, okay.
Really like them. Good old-fashioned ska punk going on there.
How much do you think it is?
£6.
It is?
Oh, yes. It's the trilogy of hate. It's the 666. Excellent.
That's it for the gig guide.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. But not quite. Oh, knickers. But not quite.
Okay.
Because next track up, new release. I've just dropped everything, by the way. That's why I said, oh, knickers just then. Where's it gone here? Right. So, anyway, next track up by Steve Hooker, our friend of South End, who does things old school. He sent us a CD and he sent us a poster of the next gig he's doing, which is Saturday the 14th of July at Club Evolution in the Spread Eagle, Southend-on-Sea. Admission is but £5, and it's also with Precious Burlesque, who I booked to do my burlesque show earlier this year. That's going to be really, really good fun. It's with his Stripped Down Stomping Band, and it coincides with something out on Crazy Love Records now, which is just a 6-track EP called Don't Try to Understand Them, which features 2 singles and a few B-sides and what have you and all that. It's a bit of an all-star cast on this. They've got Boz Borers on it and a few other sort of famous rock and roll types. What's his name? Daryl Higham, who plays with Imelda May and what have you. Oh, this loads. Anyway, it's really good, and we're going to play a track of it right now. Before we do, what is Steve Hooker's website?
SteveHooker.com?
No, SteveHooker.co.uk. Tony Four, Paul of the Internet 2. This is Dollar Short.
Well, I went to the pub, but she wasn't there. I went to the beauty shop, I couldn't swear. Too late, she went again. I called
oxymoron.
You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now then, have you got any plans for this week?
I'm moving house.
Wow.
Yes.
It's happening.
Saturday.
It's
yeah, Saturday is our last day in the flat and our first what? Night in the house.
How long have you been in the flat for?
2 years, 4 months.
Yeah. It's been a good flat, hasn't it, really?
It has. It's outlived its welcome a little bit, but it's still a good flat. It's a bit too small for us.
You're all set to move on now, aren't you?
Yeah, but no, it's great. I mean, we had some people viewing it all the time, and it's nice to see it from their eyes. And oh, this is great. And it is a great flat. It's a great location, and it's really high up. And yeah, if you're young and you know, don't mind if you're out there drinking and puking in the gutter at 3 a.m. it's great. If you're in here at 12, listening to them at 3 a.m. not so much. But
can't beat them, join them, Tony. That's
exactly.
What I've done. I've been puking in the gutter with them.
But now it's been good. But the house will be good as well. So look forward to that.
Well, I'm on a bit of a thing this week.
Yeah.
By the time you hear this show, I'll be getting ready to go to Spain for the 20th annual Psychobilly meeting, featuring pretty much every single great Psychobilly band there has been over the last 20 years, with only a few exceptions. And I can't wait. It's the 5th year in a row that I've done it. You know, I'll be marking my 5th anniversary at their 20th. Going out there with my mate Steve. And we're going all-inclusive, Tony, which means...
Nice.
Which means I'll basically be getting smashed. By the time I get to the festival every night, I'll be mashed. That should be interesting. And I'm going to be DJing next Tuesday at the end of the festival, a kind of end of festival survivors party for the people still there, in a little bar called Sorbonne. Oh, I can't remember what it's called. It's a little Dutch bar on the front. It's very near to the Sorbonne Hotel, or as it's known amongst the psychobillies, the Sorbonne. I will report back fully. And next week's show is a psychobilly special that will reflect a lot of the bands that have been on at the meeting and other psychobillies as well. So prepare yourself for psychobilly onslaught next week. That's what I'm doing there. Hopefully I'll be alive to tell the tale the week after. Right, so next song.
Okay.
This is by a band called... Oh, you got the birds singing there, that's nice. This is a band called Outre. I hope I've said that right. And I think we got them through Music Summit as well. Don't know a lot about them. Should have more information to hand. Been a bit silly. Sorry about that. We'll talk about them and the best way to find out about them after this. But first of all, here it is, Over the Edge. We'll be right back. you're listening to Destroy the Evidence. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Outre and a track called Over the Edge. What is the best way to find out about them? Bandcamp. What's their website? Bandcamp address type thing.
Outre,
I'll get there in a minute.
Outre.bandcamp.com.
It is. Oh. What's that? Tony
6 1.
6. Paulie the Internet 1. Good lord. It's a good job the last one's 5 points. Now then, have you got a twat?
Yes.
Ooh.
Thanks for your twat nomination. Still need more. Quickly running out, as per usual. So do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Please do email me. We all know a twat. And keep me surfing on that tsunami of twat for the 2012 year of the twat, officially. Insane Star sent one through.
Oh, Insane Star.
She's busy this week.
Yeah, do you know what? And she's figured symmetrically.
Oh, yeah.
In the first section and the last section. Like it. She's followed Holloway Road. I wonder what will happen after.
Mm-hmm. And she said, "Hi, Tony. To keep your twat score fully frozen, here's a twat. The organisers of Danod Festival, Donington, for simply, one, not putting straw or grit down to sort out the mud until the festival was nearly over. Two, for not putting any straw down on our campsite. And three, for having really shit sound systems on every single stage. Hope that's suitable, Insane Star."
Well, serves you right for going, you big grebo.
But I don't know. What do you think? It sounds fair enough to me.
It's absolutely right. We're all capable of finding out a weather forecast. And if you want a lot of people to go back next year, you've got to look after them a little bit this year, haven't you?
And the sound's going to be pretty important.
I'd say the sound is very important. I mean, they obviously, they can't put a big umbrella over the whole festival, but they can put some bloody straw down.
Mm. Good. Yeah, she having it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sorry, I've been... that I haven't been aggressive enough about Download Festival here, but yeah, fuck them.
Yeah.
Right.
So, the organiser of Download Festival from Donington Park
is a twat. And if you have a twat, what do you do again?
You email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Simples.
And if you are Insane Star, I want your knickers.
There you go.
Right. The last track this week is one from the vaults, mate.
Okay.
And I've picked it especially. You'll see why. It's by a band called the Priscillas that we've played on the show before. Absolutely brilliant band. And their bass player once pinched my bum.
Ooh.
Yeah. Cheeky. He's a lovely bloke. No, their bass player once... this is an album called 10,000 Volts. Came out on Nag's Head Records in 2009. I'll tell you what the track's called in a second. But what I want to know is, Tony, what is the Priscillas website?
ThePriscillas.com.
No, thepriscillas.co.uk for 5 points. No, it's Tony 6, Point of the Internet 2. You know how we played Holloway Road first?
Yep.
This is All the Way to Holloway.
All the way to Holloway. They offered me Hollywood, but it could never be as good. All the way to Holloway. They offered me Hollywood, but it could never be as good. Let's go down Caledonian Road, catch the big red, and then you turn left. Let's go down and share a smoke. They may be bootleg, you could wind up dead. When you reach that road, don't forget to ride. Freaks are on the bus, thieves come out at night. There's murder in the air, drowning on the fright. So go there, if you dare. All the way to Holloway. They offered me Hollywood, but it could never be as good. All the way to Holloway. They offered me Hollywood, but it could never be as good. Prison guards are getting off work. They lose their shirts and go to Nags. Had a drunk in the ladies in their Sunday best. Having some cheap lunch down the coronet. Yeah. offered me Hollywood, but it could never be as good. All the way to Holloway, they offered me Hollywood, but it could never be as good. Here comes the 29, let's all get in line. Well, it's a 253, but you can run for free. Walking down that street, you could hear Joe May. Vivian's not far in her hot rod car, but keep the wolves at bay, and you will hear me say, I'm here today. Holloway, I'm here to stay.
That was the Priscillas, All the Way to Holloway. A little bit of pop punk before you finish off there. Now then, thank you very much for listening this week. There's some things we'd like you to do, particularly we want you to review us at iTunes. How'd you do that, Tone?
Yeah, please do review us at iTunes. It's massively helpful you do so. Easy way to do it, go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that, it will open up iTunes with the music store where you can review us. You'll need to log in. It's all free, so you need an account. Log in, reviewers, 5 stars only, obviously. I'm going to read them out. If you're not in the UK or the US, email me your review, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll feature you on the show.
And do it, it doesn't take long.
No.
Also, maybe you could just mention the 4 internet stations that currently carry this show.
Sure, we're on Hussy Skunk, hussyskunk.com, that's HussieSkunk.com. We're on the internet's Talk Superstation at TalkSuperstation.com. We're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K Radio.com. And finally, ExtremeMetalRadio.net, X-T-R-E-M-E MetalRadio.net.
That's about the size of it. I'd like to say I'll see some of you at the Psychobilly meeting this week, but I suspect I won't, because most people go on Tuesday, so you're already there. I'm going on Wednesday, because I'm a little bit different. thank you very much for listening this week. Make sure you do everything that we've asked. An insane star, I want your knickers. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Oh, poog.